Imagine a time when taking a simple breath test will enable your doctor to tell whether you have diabetes or asthma or cancer, avoiding effective but risky biopsies or expensive imaging scans. The idea is that breath carries markers for disease. So, for instance, doctors at the Cleveland Clinic say they have an 85% accuracy in spotting lung cancer using a breathalyzer. Dr. Peter Mazzone is a pulmonologist at the Cleveland Clinic. He's one of the pioneers in this research, and he joins us from the hospital's broadcast studios. Dr. Mazzone, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
And you call this, whatever this is that you use, an electronic nose. What does it look like and how does it work?
Well, our current version sits on a cart, looks like a big computer with a big computer screen. And our patients just take their time and breathe comfortably into the mouthpiece on the device. And a sensor within the device tells us, you know, what sort of patterns of chemicals are coming out in their breath.
It literally takes a picture.
Takes pictures of the sensor over time. The particular sensor we use has several colored dots on it, and the colors of these dots change based on the chemicals they come in contact with. And so we take pictures of the sensor before it's exposed to breath and then during the breath test itself. And it's the pattern of color changes that we're looking for and hoping that they're unique enough in people who have lung cancer to be translated into a good clinical test.
And what is that you're seeing? Are you seeing actual cancer cells that come out in the breath or some sort of an enzyme? Or what do you mean by marker in the breath?
So our breath is composed mainly of oxygen and nitrogen. And then there's very low concentrations of chemicals called volatile organic compounds. And these chemicals are essentially products of the way our cells work. So our cells make chemicals or degrade chemicals, and these chemicals travel through the blood to our lungs where we breathe them out, kind of like the exhaust system of a car. Our lungs serve as the exhaust system of the body. And we think that cancer cells make different chemicals or produce more or less of a chemical that everybody has, and that can be identified from looking at a cancer patient's breath exhaust.
And how exactly are you studying this? Like, I know you're studying some patients with lung cancer, some without. How are you testing this breathalyzer?
So our current study is looking at patients who have lung cancer, or we're quite certain they have lung cancer and are just waiting for a biopsy, who haven't yet received any treatment. And we're comparing their breath signature to patients at risk of developing lung cancer. So those are patients of a certain age who've smoked a certain amount or have a family history of lung cancer, and other patients who come to our clinic after they've had a scan and they have an abnormal finding on that scan that may or may not be lung cancer. So we're testing it in relevant populations, those who we could apply the test to in our office, and comparing the signature of the cancer patient to those that don't have cancer.
Well, and as we've said, with your studies, you've had an 85% accuracy rate. Well, and that brings us to a question about another story that fascinated us, because there have been studies using dogs and claims that dogs can detect lung cancer in breath. In one study, this was breath that was captured in a tube, and the dogs were told to sit when they smelled a certain thing, and that would be the breath of a cancer patient. Now, in this one study, they claim 99% accuracy. You know, is this where some of your thinking came from, this idea that dogs and, you know, have this supercharged smelling mechanism?
Yeah, we're certainly using the dogs as motivation to move our research forward. I think that the principle that the dog can detect this pattern of smell differences and be very accurate is what we're emulating. So the dogs don't know exactly what chemicals are different, what their names are or their concentrations, but they can identify that pattern. And that's what our sensor devices are doing as well.
Fascinating. You did your work with lung cancer, and we sort of associate the lungs with breath. So do you think these tests will be as accurate with other kinds of cancers?
Yes, I think in principle it should be nearly as accurate with other cancers. In the same dog study, they also looked at breast cancer, and the dogs were just as good at breast cancer. And in a recently published dog study, they looked at colon cancer, both with the dogs sniffing breath and sniffing stool specimens, and they were very accurate. with that in mind, we're now expanding our studies, and we're doing lung cancer studies, but within the next few months, we'll also start looking to see if our breath test can identify people with colon cancer and breast cancer.
It's quite something. We know devices are also being created to detect TB, and your device was also inspired by a previous device that could detect whether heart transplant patients were rejecting the transplant. So it's just a fascinating new arm of medical technology. But where are we on it? I mean, where do you see it going? Is it something I can walk in and ask for now?
No, and I think that's an important point. It's still very much a research tool. When we try to develop these sorts of diagnostic tests, they go through several steps. The technology itself has to be very rigorous and give the same result every time it's used. The patient populations that are studied have to be large, they have to be diverse, so that wherever you use the test, you're going to get similar accuracies. And then the most important thing is that the test has to change your doctor's decision about how to manage you to the benefit of the patient. So there's still those last few steps. My most optimistic prediction would be a few years down the road, we would have something ready for clinical use in at least one of these disease processes, but we'll keep working to expand those horizons down the road.
And when you talk about the doctor, in other words, you're saying it has to be something you act on, like a biopsy or right now you'd probably want to back up for a breathalyzer.
Yeah, you might want to say, well, I'm going to get another scan in 3 months without this breath test. And if the breath test comes back negative, well, I'm very comfortable getting a scan in 6 or 12 months instead. Or instead of waiting a year, boy, I better go biopsy that patient now based on this result. Right. And we don't want the result to make us do things to patients that we shouldn't have done. So that's just one more level of evidence to support that the test is useful.
But in other words, you don't think we're at that level yet?
Absolutely not, right?
Right, right?
Not yet, but enough promise that I think we're going to get there. It's just a matter of time and some hard work.
Dr. Peter Mazzone, pulmonologist at the Cleveland Clinic. Thanks so much.
Thank you for your time.